I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Oprah Winfrey came to Atlanta Thursday to campaign with Democrat Stacey Abrams. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on her message to get voters to the polls.
Oprah said she's been following Abrams' race to become the nation's first black female governor, so she called her at the beginning of this week.
And I told her that I wanted to come to Georgia and lend my support. And she said, that'd be all right.
Abrams is hoping visits from Oprah and former President Barack Obama can help motivate non-voters in Atlanta suburbs to turn out for the election. Brian Kemp, the Republican nominee, is campaigning with Vice President Mike Pence and President Trump in the closing days. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Decatur.
Jewish communities in Georgia and across the nation are inviting people to attend Shabbat services this weekend. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, it's an effort to address fear that people may have about others who worship differently than they do.
Behind the hashtag #ShowUpForShabbat, the American Jewish Committee is inviting people to visit synagogues this weekend to help bring communities closer. Dove Wilker is the regional director of the group in Atlanta.
What better way to show solidarity that we won't back down, that we will stand proud as Jews and as a community as a whole to promote unity than inviting people to attend a Shabbat service?
Shabbat is the day of worship in Judaism, often marked by prayer and family gatherings between Friday and Saturday evening. Many synagogues are also planning information sessions to help teach visitors more about the Jewish community. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Well, just 2 weeks after losing a court battle to maintain its accreditation through the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools due to financial struggles, Payne College announced Thursday that it has received accreditation through another association. The historically black college, located in Augusta, has earned candidacy status with the Transnational Association of Christian Colleges and Schools, or TRACS. It will take 5 years for the school to move from candidacy to accredited, but during that time, they can operate as accredited. Without accreditation, Payne would be ineligible for any federal funds, including federal tuition assistance for students. The March of Dimes released its annual premature birth report card yesterday. As GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports, the nonprofit gives Georgia a grade of D, well below the national average.
Every year, 350 babies die in Georgia from complications of prematurity. That's more than one-third of infant deaths in the state. March of Dimes President Stacey Stewart says the midterm elections are important for health care, and funding more research is one of the ways leaders can help.
We don't take any position on any candidate. What we take a position on is making sure every candidate stands for moms and babies.
Stewart says Georgia needs to improve health care access in rural areas and access to Medicaid and maternity care coverage. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
About 25 Georgia Southern students staged a walkout Thursday. WJCL reports they're protesting recent racially charged incidents. In one case, a professor used a racially insensitive term in a classroom. The students were also scheduled to meet with interim president Shelley Nickel. Nickel praised the students for, quote, standing up for their convictions and doing so peacefully. In sports, the sixth-ranked Georgia Bulldogs will look to take first place in the SEC East tomorrow when they face the 11th-ranked Kentucky Wildcats on the road. The nationally televised game will start at 3:30. As for Georgia Tech, they're traveling to North Carolina to play the Tar Heels at 12:15. Also on the schedule tomorrow, the Georgia State Panthers will host Texas State in Atlanta, and Georgia Southern will travel a few states over to play Louisiana Monroe. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.